You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Joining me right now, Beth Torrance, to tell us a little bit about their brand new track. How are you doing this morning, Beth?
Hi, Candace. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. I am good. And now even better now that we have your brand new single in our hands. It is called Tiny Flowers. It was released yesterday. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so I wrote this song about 2 years ago now, and I sort of debuted it when I was supporting Kendall Elise on a tour of the North Island, which was a really fun experience. And the song, I would say, is definitely sort of delving into themes of a connection to nature, I think. Mm. I mean, it's a title. Which kind of directly references this hill that I used to live by. And in spring it would grow all of these tiny little yellow and white flowers, which I thought was just so beautiful. I always looked forward to it. Yeah, there are themes of nostalgia and the end and just sort of, yeah, it's a very sort of cathartic and yeah, powerful song, I think.
100%. And exactly like you were saying there, there are some really huge and beautiful and kind of hard to digest as like a normal human being themes in there. And for people who may not know Beth, you are you're on the younger side of artistry, 18 years old. So you would have written this song when you were like, what, like 15, 16, 17?
Yeah, I actually recently turned 19.
Happy birthday.
So I got this one when I was 17, I think. So I was in my last year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those are some, like, incredible themes to digest at that age. Like, when I was 17, 18, about to finish school, I don't even know what I was thinking about, but it was not crafting a piece of music as beautiful as this. Now, with Tiny Flowers, you said that it has a connection to a physical space. Are your physical spaces something that you draw on for inspiration often?
I think so. I think they just sort of, my surroundings sort of just appear in my songs innately. And I think that's just sort of part of being a songwriter, maybe. And I write poetry as well. So I think it's all sort of connected and all informs the other. So, yeah, place has, I think, always to a degree informed the way I write and has always appeared in my songs. But perhaps even more over my high school years, where I was living by the sea, and that was a very big theme for me in my life and in my music, which is kind of present in my debut album, Let's Move to the Seaside and Never Feel Lonely Again, and that came out 2 years ago now in February. Oh no, March, I think.
Oh my gosh, amazing. So it's like just been the 2 year debut.
Yeah.
Exciting. That is so awesome. And the reason that I ask about whether place is a like constant inspiration for you is because you have this incredible ability to really place the listener in whatever space it feels like you're writing it from. So I think that we see this a lot with like movie directors, you know, and they'll use like certain shots to sort of make the viewer feel like they're watching from one perspective or through one type of lens. I think that you have a really beautiful way of writing where you do that. Is that intentional? Is that a skill that you've developed?
Thank you. I think that sort of just comes from narrating. I really love to tell stories and narratives, and perhaps I don't do that intentionally, but it certainly comes off sometimes in my songs, I think. Sometimes, you know, you'll sort of write a song with the intention of it being more like a story, and other times it just sort of happens, and I like to draw on things from my own life and things maybe from films or books as well, and just kind of splice it together. So you get all of these different experiences, but somehow, you know, there's this story that is formed through it. Yeah, and through that, I think, comes, you know, the you know, being able to show people what you're feeling and what you're seeing.
Like a charcuterie board of artistry. And of course, this single, it is not standalone. Tiny Flowers is not just a single, but it is indeed the title single off of your upcoming EP. Are the rumours true?
The rumours are true, yeah. Ew. I've got some other songs coming out soon as well from the EP. And there's 6 tracks on it, a couple of live recordings.
Cool.
So there's a piano spoken word piece called Oh Isn't It So Beautiful This Life, and there is also a guitar piece called Corridor. The EP also features an artist called Rigby, who's based in LA, so that's super exciting.
Hey, I love that. I think that it, you know, having such complex pieces like a spoken piano word piece on an EP is really special, and I think that it shows a lot of maturity in your approach to music. Like, normally people would only reach those sort of points in, you know, an album type steez, but you've got the album out the way. It is time for the EP. Do we have a release date for it yet?
No, we don't have a release date, but thinking, you know, winter, kind of June or July vibe, but we'll see how we go.
Yeah, groovy. And you mentioned there sort of your different explorations through different forms of art. You are no stranger to the Student Radio Network. Tell us a little bit about your art show on BFM.
So I host various artists on BFM alongside Nicholas Lindstrom, and we took over the reins recently, so we haven't been doing it for too long, but I was on the wire before that, doing sort of current affairs and news pieces, so I sort of just, you know, brought that knowledge to what I'm doing now, which is sort of more arts and culture interviews, like speaking to writers and painters and things like that. Yeah, it's really interesting. I really enjoy these kinds of interviews and getting to meet all these cool people and hear about what they're up to.
It's such a treat, eh? Isn't it just the best job ever?
It's so cool.
It is so good. And of course, you are no stranger, like I mentioned before, to all of the different realms of art. Your music video for Tiny Flowers was outstanding, absolutely outstanding. It was very, like, whimsical, very beautiful, but also had this certain, like, rawness and this certain in-your-face type vibe. Do you draw a lot of inspiration from the artists you meet and bring them into things like creating your own music video?
I think it's always worth and always valuable to, you know, speak to those connections you have, because, you know, it's all a network, and everyone sort of is doing something that informs something else. So yeah, it's always great to reach out to friends and to fellow artists and stuff. And in this instance, I worked with Shane Warbrook, who makes music himself under the alias Accrued Mechanical. So yeah, he filmed and directed that video, which was a really great experience. We filmed in Ponsonby in a park, and also along Karangahape Road, to kind of get the contrast of, you know, the sort of more gritty feel of the city with the softer kind of aspect of the park with the trees and the dusk and stuff.
Hey, that's just a contrast of life. It is the beauty and the darkness of it all. Beth, love your work. Congratulations on the single. Where can people keep up with Beth Torrence for the release of the EP?
It is going to be out. Well, the single you can find on, you know, all of the main platforms. So it's on Spotify and Apple Music, Bandcamp, and the video you can find on YouTube. And there may be some shows in the work. So, yeah, just keep an eye out for things like that.
Yeah, dreamy. Hey, thank you for your time this morning, Beth. Love this single. I'm going to give the fantastic listeners of Radio 1 a wee taster of it right now. What a treat. Hey, absolutely spoiled. That was Beth Torrance on her brand new single. Here it is for you now. It's called Tiny Flowers. Turn this up. Keep it locked. Happy Thursday. Don't go anywhere. I'll miss you too much.
Don't think I ever meant to. We were sitting there for hours. And if I ever thought to, I'd bring you tiny flowers, and I would leave them on your nightstand.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.